So we're going to get started. Hopefully Richard will come in quickly, but Rick Brewster won't be here tonight. He's still working at bat. I was talking to Matt before Rowan arrived, but this is his second meeting missed, and Peter will be his first if he doesn't show up. I think for the new person that's chairperson, you really need to keep that in mind. We've struggled over the years to make this a commission that is viable, and then we're not coming here, and then not being able to make any decisions or vote on anything. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to jump ahead here and probably take this a little bit out of order, but you all, I hope you all remember that in July I resigned as chairperson. It's been 7 years, and it's time for me to be a member and not be a chairperson. I didn't hear from anyone. I asked if anyone would have someone in mind for that position. Would they reach out to me? So without hearing from anyone, I would like to nominate Louise as a new chairperson. I want you all to give us some thought while we go through this meeting, but we'll need to vote on it at the end of the night because it is imperative that we have someone that's going to represent us at City Hall. I'm not saying that none of you are, I think you're all in a good position to take that position, but I think with Louise's experience, number one, on this commission for years before she went to City Council, her understanding of our biggest challenge is going to be coming up again, and I think you're all aware that the cruise ship thing is going to explode.
Yeah. Just curious, for any vote, what's the
say that again?
What's the quorum for any vote?
Any vote would be four tonight.
Four.
So we may not be able to make a vote tonight unless Louise can't actually vote for herself, if I understand that correctly. So unless Richard shows up tonight, it may not be able to vote until next week, or maybe we have a special meeting. But that is where we need to be.
Is there a chance of going back to Tuesday?
We will, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I just had to be in Boston yesterday with Steve, and
And
then
possibly Boston.
We're done now, right?
I think so.
It was always the Tuesday.
They'll be done by next month, for sure.
Yeah, so we may do some crisscrossing next month.
I think they're finished. Yeah, it's just there's something that's always ongoing. Wednesdays, what's going on during the summer, so what's the problem?
No, we'll go back to Tuesday. Yeah. I think everyone agrees that Tuesday works out better, except when there's noise in the other room that we can't compete with. So, and that may happen next year. We may have to bump the schedule around, but that will be someone else's decision. I don't know that we have any welcomes tonight, and I don't know if we have any public comment.
Only
have public comment. Yes.
Hi, Ron Huber. My only public comment is I think that it'll do well if this Harbor Commission tries coordinating with any others that are cruise shipping inside this bay right now, because they're right on the same route. Belfast certainly does Bucksport. And just there may well be, standards that they try to reach that you don't know that they are having successes or failures. It's not in the industry's interest to inform us, but I think thinking about that, if there's a big growth event coming, it's one of those hang separately or hang together things, I think. But that's my comment.
No, that's fine. Approval of July's minutes, I don't know that we even took any. Rick is officially saying that he will do the minutes, but he's not here. So.
But he was here for the July, but I don't think
So I'll talk to him.
So what I did, I spoke with Will. I had a very long, lengthy conversation with Will about the HMC and about some concerns. And I've also spoken with Matt, and it looks as if Matt can take the minutes for the HMC. He can send them to me or someone in the group to look them over to add or delete, and those would become the formal minutes, because we absolutely need to have regular minutes, because if we don't...
Good turnaround. It's just...
That's right.
You know,
good turnaround.
Okay. We've got to do something.
It'll
either be myself or Mark.
Yeah. And since we've had inconsistent with... what's his name?
Rick.
We need to really make sure, because there was something else that had come up with Will when I spoke to him, which was actually kind of alarming.
What?
He said that on the commission, that he was unclear if all of the commission agreed upon the cruise ship fee increase, even though we all voted on it, And I don't remember anybody voting no. Did the commission unanimously vote on the cruise ship? And he also said that the feeling is that people are not allowed to voice their opinions, that there are only a few people on the commission who are allowed to say anything. Unfortunately, we don't have everybody here.
Yeah, where did he get that?
I asked him, and I said, is this coming from someone on the commission? Because if it is, that's a concern.
Not for me.
And I did say Ron tapes all the meetings, you know, so if there's an accuracy question, but those were his words to me, and I absolutely said I'm going to bring it up at the commission because we can't work well as a group if people don't feel they all have a voice.
Does everybody feel that they have a voice? Is anybody uncomfortable?
Matt?
Me? I'm not.
You're not comfortable?
No, I'm comfortable.
I mean, you're the one who has to face the city manager.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I just want to
flesh it out. So.
Who would that be?
I have no clue. Well, they brought up, so he brought up to me Howie. I said, I'm telling you.
He is by far the most comfortable
I said, Howie.
Maybe it's reading about Bar Harbor or somewhere where, Northeast Harbor, wherever it was, where people have been actively organized and polarized about
things. I don't
know.
Well, we're polarized, but I'm hoping as a commission we're not polarized. Right. We have many times agreed to disagree, and we have not all voted the same. So he brought up Howie, and what I said about Howie is I said Howie resigned after 25 years because he felt council was not listening to him. Not that he felt the commission wasn't listening to him. I said he's been very vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that got misconstrued. Maybe it's...
Well, I think we had people come to meetings.
And see who knew Rick, and he had his say. Peter, I think he was more inclined to talk about the festival, but we didn't cut him off. Well, I did, because we didn't have enough time, but not, like, you can't talk about it. They just said, that we need to move on.
Yeah,
but,
so...
Just going on the written minutes again that are prompt, that opens up a whole lot there. Because otherwise it's just the HMC does something, and here comes the word from it, but this way.
Okay. All right. So minutes will be taken by Matt. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. So the Fish Pier grant application progress.
Yeah, so it's been a while since we've met, so forgive me if I can't remember where I left off. So, we did get that $350,000 from Northern Borders.
Yay!
So, of course, we had the city match of $400,000, state of $250,000. So, we did not get the CDBG grant. So,
we didn't.
No, we didn't get the CDBG grant, which was, I think, $350,000. So, we really needed to drop back, meet with the state again, talk to Tom, because basically what the package that we put together based on the amount of projects that we need done, we really put it down to bare bones to be able to complete enough to sustain the piers, both of them.
Can you tell us what that looks like? What kind of...
So basically rebuild this pier, okay, and put another ramp down, and that's basically, that's bare bones what we need to do, which would also address this access to make it more ADA compliant.
Yeah.
We're also talking with Mr. Smith over here. He's, you know, has money now from, I believe it was CDBG. No, that was the big grant to build over here, which would basically take up the basin. And we're currently meeting with him and his engineers weekly to go over what they want to do, what the city wants to do, and how we might be able to work together.
Who's this?
Mr.
Stuart Smith.
He owns the property from Boston Financial all the way around to Yachting Solutions.
And what work were you?
So what they want to do is basically expand their docks to... It looks like they'll cover the majority of this basin right here.
Yachting Solution,
yes.
The 2,000 linear feet.
Yep.
I also use my mooring ball.
But also what we're looking at
linear feet.
Is pushing out insight. Great Wall.
I'm just trying to visualize.
So that would help us out tremendously.
What would they do? I'm sorry. Push out the...
Their break wall that they have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, they would move that.
Yes, exactly. Oh, which also... Yep.
Whoa. Just further to see.
North. Oh, almost due north.
That's like the extension of archers. Like that?
Basically, yes. So that it creates a nice break for us, but it allows them to put more docks in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And will archers stay?
Yeah, I don't think it affects archers, but it does affect the pavilion thing up there, showers and so on and so forth.
Not bring any dockage into the basin?
No, bring docks into the basin.
Because we had this whole discussion that there wasn't even enough water in there?
No, there would be dredging. Yeah, there would be dredging. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, which leads me into, you know, the meetings that we're having with them. You know, we have our plans that we would like to do in order to accommodate both the general public boating, you know, transients, local boating, as well as the cruise ships. So it sort of encompasses this whole area, all the way from the middle pier all the way over. So what we want to complete needs to jive with what they want to complete.
Because wasn't there also, maybe this is something you haven't, but when we originally started looking at that basin, and then for put any of the smaller cruise ships in here, it wasn't feasible. And that posed a big problem the first time around, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know, but maybe that's something's changed. There was not enough room for them to get in and out if they would put the...
That's
one of our bigger concerns, and he knows that, and he's engineering around that.
Trying to turn it, given the room.
The turning basin. Yeah. I'm not talking about the turning basin specifically. Okay. I'm more talking about this basin over here where her mooring is. You know.
Right, when it goes up underneath in the corner.
Yes.
I thought that that was the whole issue from the very beginning, because we didn't have enough room to move that way either because of the Black Pearl and...
Is this the sort of thing the Corps of Engineers has to give a permit to?
For the dredging portion.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, it's the same permitting process we have to go through. So it's the Army Corps of Engineer, Maine DEP, Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. It's the
conservation
whole
of them.
You'd have to talk to them on the specifics. You know, Trident Marine. So again, this is in the kind of planning phase, so it's
right. That's why
they got grant funding for it. They got like 750,000 or something like that.
Yeah, from the
they got more than we do.
That's a different grant. But yes, I feel your pain on that one. In fact, we have another meeting with them on Friday.
Why did we lose the specifics?
The CDBG? I don't know. I don't have any specifics on that. I don't know.
But they might tell you if you ask.
I think that
we're
waiting for a letter from them specifically stating why we didn't get the grant, is what I understand.
Okay.
So, anyway. And, of course, you know about what we want to do on the fish pier, the bare bones minimum, you know, resurface it, replace the pilings, electrical, get the electrical up to standards, and dredge north and south side. That's the kind of bare minimum to, you know, sustain it.
Would they actually be bringing it any further into the intertidal, like enlarging the areas that small boats can go into?
Yeah, they're going to dredge so that the lobster boats can get in there, you know, 24/7.
Even closer, yeah. Good.
So anyway, we didn't get CDBG. We needed to drop back, talk about it, come up with a game plan, because like I said, this is the minimum bare bone stuff we need to get done. We did apply for another grant, which I just found out we didn't get, which was the big grant. That was another federal grant. So now we're going to have another meeting on Friday, find out what we can do before we apply for the EDA grant, which would be in the spring.
So basically, and how much was the EDA for?
The EDA is a match for everything that we have. So if we apply for it right now, that would be about $900,000. So we'd have 1.8. We really need 2.4-ish to do it. So, like I said, we had to push it out another year in order to, come up with a really solid...
The fresh beer is not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen for another year.
We need to find out why we're not getting these grants. That's really...
So what was the other? We didn't get the CDBG. Is there another one that we didn't get too?
The big grant. The thing with the big grant is
big as in just BIG.
BIG voting infrastructure grant.
Okay.
So
the big one. Which was the big one?
Just so you know, the thing with that specific grant, we only had like 2 weeks to drop back and punt on that one. So we really did not have enough time to put a solid one together because it was due on the 11th of September.
So
the same people that were contracted by the previous city manager just before she left.
Yeah. You need to find someone else.
That's another topic we're going to talk about with the state on Friday.
Yeah, grants are tough.
Yeah, I took classes and we really went through a lot of stuff.
Only we had an economic development.
But a lot of hands reaching for that moment.
How much was the big grant?
$300K, I think it was.
So that was basically trying to cover what we lost on the CDBG.
Yeah. So I think, quite honestly, in my opinion, the key is going to get... who we get for a new economic development person.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Tom, he's got a lot on his plate. We are not grant writers in this building, okay? Mm-hmm. Whoever gets that position, really.
Have they even started interviewing
it? He did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. They've made 2 recommendations.
Yep.
So
hopefully in the near future we'll have someone in there that can push us along.
Good.
So anyway, getting back to the projects here, sitting down with Mr. Smith and the engineers, we really want to put together a solid foundation for the infrastructure, not just for the city portion of it, but also the rest of the downtown area, the other entities in the harbor, okay, to make it work, best bang for the buck all around kind of thing. I think it would be in our best interest anyway. We're abutting neighbors, and we need a little bit from him, and he'll need a little bit from us.
I'm assuming some of his money will go back into the boardwalks, and is it starting to deteriorate?
I don't know. That's a whole other subject we could spend hours on, because I've got a lot of people that come in. How come you're not fixing the boardwalk? Well, we don't know.
And he has actually fixed it. I don't have the old pictures.
Some of them, but
he fixed them all. And then what happens is, slowly but surely, within a month or 6 weeks, the kids start kicking them out again. They have a security system, but they choose not to look to see who the, because you don't see
all that. You're talking about the fence cracking, all the weeds.
The benches?
3 feet high.
The weeds, yeah. Well, he did just cut all of this stuff down.
He did, finally, but it was the whole summer.
But it was the whole summer.
Really.
But he doesn't, it's interesting.
But is it a triple net lease with Boston Financial and the neighbors? I mean, the building, the paint's peeling off of it, everything's responsible. Mm. I thought it was a triple net with Boston Financial, so that would leave them responsible for the maintenance.
Maybe a new little public shaming through the letters to the editor or something about the slogan rebuilding.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
I don't think enticing people with vinegar is as good as
an extremist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I also wonder if it is Boston Financial's responsibility to do that.
Very well could be.
And that's an easy enough question for Tom or John Root to know the answer to.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for that? But I agree, it's best if we can have a workable relationship because he ain't going away.
No.
Yeah. Well, even if they do, then.
I'm on good terms with him. He seems like a very reasonable person. He's a businessman, but he seems reasonable, so.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. So anyway, moving on. As soon as we come down with a good plan, we'll bring it to the table, we'll look at it. We just wanted to go over stuff first. So. Anyway, that's where we're at with those. those grants. Okay, so we did get the two grants for the South End boat ramp, so we're going to start that next week.
Yay!
We're hoping to pick up all the material, I'm hoping, next week, and then start construction the week after. So we're on a, like, extremely tight timeline, because Public Works has a pretty major project coming up,
yep.
And one of the people, the person that was going to run the heavy equipment won't be working for the city after the 13th. So we're going to be like cranking it for the next 2 weeks. So anyway, let's see. Fire department truck is going to be donated to Harbor Waterfront so we don't have to use our own vehicles. We're going to put a dump body on it probably this winter and then put a decent paint job on it, make
good.
It work for us.
So
it should work.
Great.
We're going to pull floats after the 19th of October, which happens to be the last cruise ship of the season. I'm hoping we don't get any major storms between now and then. Cross our fingers. New website's up and running, and we're working on getting the webcams.
Yeah, good, okay.
5 times. It's, you know, one thing after the other, trying to get them hooked up. So I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks we'll get that going.
Hey, what happened to the Osprey?
We pulled it down because of the heavy winds we had about a week ago, and Mark probably just forgot to put it up. And I didn't put it up today because we're supposed to get pretty decent winds.
Oh, there it is.
No, those are two I'm going to put down at the piers.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are just...
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those birds, I love them. So...